Let's go Bulls. 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 Let's go Bulls.
It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Wow. Well, we start off the night here, of course, with Mr. Simmons out of LSU going number one in the NBA draft. Well, the Chicago Bulls were just on the clock. You know what that means. That means Sam Panionovic is going to join us here from WGN Radio. Sam, who did the Bulls pick with the 14th pick?
The pick is in Denzel Valentine, the forward from Michigan State. He spent a lot of years in the Big Ten. He got better every season. 19 points a game last year, 8 assists, 7 rebounds. He had a bunch of triple-doubles. A well-rounded weapon for Gar Foreman and John Paxson here. But that hasn't really been the story, as we've all been following the Jimmy Butler storyline. Is he going to be traded or not? That's been, you know, 1A tonight. But right now the Bulls haven't made a deal yet. But they have settled with the 14th pick, Denzel Valentine from Michigan State.
What does this mean? Obviously, there was a lot of eyes on the Chicago Bulls picking a point guard, someone to run the point because Derrick Rose was shipped to New York. But Denzel Valentine is a small forward, big guy, 6'7", 6'8". What does it mean that they picked this guy?
Well, he actually ran point guard a lot last year for Tom Izzo. He's a versatile player. He can pretty much play 2-3 positions, including point guard. So he is a ball handler. I don't know if the Bulls are done making moves yet. They still might flip Jimmy Butler to Minnesota. That's been rumored. But Valentine's a guy that can do a lot. As we mentioned, he averaged a triple-double, I think, for a two-week stretch in Big Ten play. And he's been putting up numbers. But I don't know that this is a point guard, you know, per se, that you're gonna roll with, especially because of all the concerns. This is so interesting. The Bulls just traded a point guard with knee injuries, Valentine has knee issues.
There was talk of him being a lot higher on the draft board earlier in the sort of analyst, but he did sort of have some knee issues that came out saying he might have some trouble. It's the suspect in his knees. It dropped him down. What does that mean for the Chicago Bulls to take a player who already has health issues before he's even in the NBA?
It's a head scratcher for me. I thought they'd go with Wade Baldwin from Vanderbilt, who is a much more true point guard. He's been playing that position his whole life. This one, you know, it's best player available, but there are some risks. So what does it mean going forward? The Bulls are going to roll the dice because they feel like he is a top 15 talent, but as we know, some of these players go up, some of them go down, some of them never really see the floor. So we'll just have to wait and see when Valentine gets in here, starts working out, and we get a better scene as to what he's really like and how strong those knees really are.
Well, we're familiar with him because of his play in the Big Ten, obviously with Michigan State. He's a big guy, and he was a star among boys when it comes to college basketball. You saw him on the defensive side of the ball being somewhat electric, and he also, like you said, he had triple-doubles up the wazoo. Is this the kind of player that if nothing happened yesterday with Derrick Rose and there were no rumors with Jimmy Butler, is this the kind of player who hits the floor and starts automatically?
No, I don't think so. He's going to come in off the bench no matter who's on the roster. I don't think that Fred Hoiberg's in a rush-type situation where he has to put Valentine on the floor. He's not a top-three pick. There's no urgency to get him out there before he's ready. But I do think this is a player, Justin, that got better every single year in East Lansing. They saw progression from freshman to sophomore on a junior year, and they feel like he is a winning player. Even though Michigan State got bounced in the first round of the tournament this year to a 15 seed, they think that Denzel Valentine can come in. He's a good leader. He can play some point guard. He defends well. And he's got a good college pedigree, played at a good program under a really good head coach.
It sounds familiar, right? That's what John Paxson likes to do. Gar Foreman, they like to get these guys from established programs.
Well, and I'm not going to compare Draymond Green and Denzel Valentine, but their utility belts are similar in that they can defend a lot of positions. They can do a lot of things with the basketball. They move well without it. They can shoot it. So there's a lot of versatility with Denzel Valentine, and that's something that a lot of scouts saw in Draymond Green once upon a time, and he has been a piece on a championship basketball team. So that's the plan here. Now the only other question is, will Jimmy Butler be a Bull by the night's end? I still think that he's staying in Chicago. I didn't think the returns were good enough in Boston. the Minnesota one, I get this inkling that Tom Thibodeau is just toying with them. Like, you know, he's calling them and telling them, like, he'll do the deal, and then they call back, and he says, I don't know, maybe.
Well, let me ask you, Sam, what are some of the deals that, I mean, the rumor mill is, I know we heard Minnesota, we heard the Lakers at some point, we heard Boston, but what is the going rate for Jimmy Butler? What are they throwing at the Bulls to try and get Jimmy Butler out?
Supposedly, according to Adrian Wojnarowski from The Vertical with Yahoo, he said that the package that was last brought to the table was the number 5 pick, which was just done, and then Zach LaVine, the guy who won the dunk contest a couple years in a row, athletic winger. That was supposedly the package, and if that's what the Bulls were offering for a top 15 player in Jimmy Butler, that is just stupid. You need more for Jimmy. You need a pick. You need a couple controllable assets. I don't think that's enough. And, I mean, you don't just trade him just to trade him because it's cool. You know, he's still a very good player with a controllable contract. The cap is going up, but his contract is locked in around $17, $18, $19 million the next couple of years. So I wouldn't trade him unless you get at least 3 warm bodies back. You're not going to do it for 2.
Is this an issue where the NBA teams around the league smell blood in the water, meaning they think that the Bulls are looking for a fire sale after what happened with Derrick Rose yesterday, and they might be raising the white flag, so they're trying to lowball the Bulls and to try and get rid of Jimmy Butler?
I think that's the case, but I would hope that Bulls management is smart enough to know that they don't have to trade Jimmy Butler right now. They still have him for 4 more seasons. And unless you're completely wowed away by an offer where you can get a couple guys and then maybe a couple picks, there's no reason, there's no rush to just dump him just because you're going to dump him. That being said, though, can you imagine being Jimmy Butler the last 2 hours? Hmm. You're sitting around looking at your phone, talking to your agent, and wondering, am I going to be traded? Am I not?
Right.
There was already a fallout between Butler and the Bulls, and now if you dangle your best player for the last 2 hours on draft night and then have to bring him back into your services, that's going to be an awkward relationship.
And the day after, they sort of anointed him to be the leader of this team with the trade of Derrick Rose. This isn't what you necessarily do to the leader.
No, it's not not A-plus communication skills, but not exactly surprising either. I do see people on their phones left and right. I'm going to head back inside. Maybe Jimmy was traded since we've been on the phone. I'm going to check it out.
All right, sounds good. Sam Panionovich, WGN Radio, if he is traded.